Hello, everyone. This is Stephanie Courtney with the Shades of Motherhood Network. And we have the most phenomenal person right now in front of us, Dr. DeGruy. We are so excited about her being here and sharing her work around post-traumatic slave syndrome. Let me tell you, on April 13th here in Spokane, Washington, for the very first time at WSU, we are going to have Dr. Joy in our presence, sharing all of her knowledge so that we can really take control of our healing. Thank you so much for being here. I am so excited to just share this moment with you.
Well, thank you for inviting me. And I can't share all of my knowledge, but I'll share a little bit of it, some of it.
Yes. Yes. Well, tell us, how did you get into this work and why did it become so important for you?
I think that my fundamental belief is in the oneness of mankind. I believe that. That's my moral, spiritual, however you want to look at it. And as I grew up in South Central, and I grew up hearing things from my people that were disturbing. I was a kid. My father called himself an Asiatic Black man as long as I can remember. Okay. But people weren't calling themselves Black. They were, you know, a bunch of other things. Negro, colored. And one of the things that I would notice is that when Black people got mad at each other, especially my kids in my neighborhood, they would insult each other. But they would call you Black first. You Black. Telling them about you. She was pretty, even though she was dark-skinned. You know, I'm like, what? Right? So these were things that growing up never fit right. And I wanted to learn. I wanted to know what that was about. And in order for me to really understand the etiology of those behaviors, self-depreciating kind of behaviors, I had to do a deep dive. And so inevitably that took me to slave narratives. I interviewed elders, even had the Vice Chancellor of Education of New York come on a radio call to confirm that she, at the time, I mean, Natalie's got to be nearly 100 now, but she, you know, she basically confirmed a lot of the things that I read from the slave narratives and said, yeah, that's what I sat at my grandmother's feet and she was a slave. So there was a lot that I learned in that way. I think the other side of it was there was just kind of this missing piece. We had this huge horrific history with enslavement, followed even more horrific lynchings and Jim Crow, followed by, you know, the incarceration, overrepresentation of folks that were being incarcerated to produce cheap labor, convict lease. You go on and on and on, all the way up to George Floyd. So part of what I was trying to wrap my head around is how is it a people 300 over 300 years of enslavement, there was never a point where there was any healing. You know, I'm going at what, first of all, 339 years at least of enslavement, followed by, now let's take a look at that. During enslavement, we know, and if you read my book, it's very detailed in terms of what happened, the behaviors, treatment of women, children, infants, horrific. Never got any help. All of those things. Nobody came in and said, well, let's work with you. No. So then we were free, right? So then we got free.
Right.
So 339 years of enslavement, no help. Then you got freed. Did we get any help then? Anybody come in and go, we know we've raped your children. We've sold off your wife or your daughter, your son, your friend. We want to work with you. We want to get a little group therapy, something. Nothing. 339 years of trauma. No help. Freed. No help. More trauma. Trauma continued. And so what I started looking at were these incredible people that we are. And to the point where we couldn't even mention. Now, we could talk about a lot of groups and their suffering. But when Black people start talking about enslavement, people shut down. I'm going to come out. I wasn't there. And all that starts happening. But not for other groups. So, I mean, when I started to trace the etiology of the behaviors, I inevitably looked at the etiology of European behavior as well. And, you know, that opened up a whole nother can of worms that they're still trying to shut down, hence Florida. We got two pages of history, you know, Black history, and that one of them was a picture. And now they don't want that in there. And not only that, we don't want to even give you the ability in an educational institution to find it or read it. And you have to ask yourself, why? What is it? And I'm going to use those words, you're afraid of. Because the data does not support the response, which is an adult response. The children are not having a problem with this. It's their parents that are having a problem with it. And we have data to support that. A matter of fact, there's a film. If you get a chance to see this film, it's 27 minutes. It's winning awards. It's only 27 minutes. It's like a documentary short one. And it's called The ABCs of Book Banning.
Oh, I'm definitely going to have to check that out.
Paramount, 27 minutes, and it's all children.
Wow.
So what the fear, and oh my God, they feel bad about themselves. Maybe you feel bad about yourself because these children are not, they're reading their reality and they're reading it accurately.
Wow. You know, so the theme this year for Black Maternal Health Week here in Spokane is the shades of urgency. And the first thing when people start hearing this, they're like, oh, you just want to talk about the crisis. No, I'm talking about the urgency for joy, the urgency for healing, the urgency to be restored. And in order for us to do that, we have to go back in order for us to go forward. We have to face something that we have never faced before. And many of us haven't even, we don't even understand. So we here at the Shades of Motherhood Network, we work with a lot of Black mothers and we talk a lot about mother wounds, but we also try to bring in history to help us understand how to break the cycles around maternal health. When we think about Black maternal health, we're just talking about, oh, this is, they're dying because of the system. No, we're dying because of the unhealed spaces that we won't go into. And we have not always had the privilege to actually heal unapologetically. And it's important, it's crucial, and it is the most urgent thing in a person's life. And so what is it that you want the listeners, the viewers, the people that will be there to get from this conversation that we're going to have on April 13th?
It's a lot to pack into a short period of time, but you know, I actually teach a 10-week graduate level course online. It starts in April, right? And I'm going to try to squeeze it into that. I believe that when people know better, they can do better. You can't heal what you don't understand. You can't heal what you don't, you have normalized, we Black people have normalized excessive levels of stress. They've normalized being marginalized and oppressed. We've normalized it to such an extent that it's impacting our bodies, right? Yeah. And, you know, we have the hard science to support that. And so what we realize and what I realized is that we can't, you know, it's like anything else. It's like anything else. If you go to the doctor right now for anything, first thing they're going to do after they get the insurance, so let's get that cleared up, is they're going to ask you your history. They're going to ask you your history. They're going to ask you your mother's history, your father's history to impact you then in that moment. We need to know history. And so it's like people going, why are you looking at history? Where in any, I mean, even in the mental health, you got to look at history. You know, family origin, all those things. And so part of what I think is really kind of, I mean, first of all, I don't think it's all that confusing or odd. People have been looking, we look at indigenous people. Yeah. We look at the impact of colonization. We look at Holocaust. Yeah. I mean, and we're talking about 300 years of a trauma that we're going to simply go, oh yeah, everything was fine. Playing field got leveled. Everybody's all right. You know, when feel get level. And if you don't believe that, if you believe that we this illusion of inclusion that everyone has kind of locked into, why is it you can go to any city in the United States and find out where the Black people are? Why is there a Black community? Why is there a Black church? Matter of fact, we say it so much, the Black church.
Yeah.
You see, we've normalized these things. There should be really actually, if you're Christian, one church, right? But there's a Black church. And I don't want to discredit that because part of our survival has been folded into that. But why? And so when we start looking at how the we walk through the world, we have this, we give lip service to it. And I think Malcolm said it the best. He said, if you stick a knife 9 inches into my body and you pull it out 3 inches, that's not progress. Even if you pull the knife all the way out, that is not progress. Progress is healing the wound. And America has not pulled the knife.
Y'all know I do a lot of talking on my podcast. I'm trying so hard because I want y'all to hear every word, because that is powerful. And that is exactly why we want you to come. We are starting the healing process. We need to open up this conversation, and why not do it with Black Maternal Health Week? We've got to start having a different conversation about how to crush this crisis. It is so much more deeper than just the medical field. This goes so much more deeper than us just making making Black spaces, because those Black spaces, we still got to do healing. We still have to take the steps. And if we don't do that, then we cannot see the things that are truly promised to us. And so, Dr. Joy, thank you so much. I just wanted to take this time to introduce you to our community. We are so pumped about you coming. We're excited about learning. And most importantly, y'all, we are so excited about healing, taking those steps. It does not come overnight, but taking the opportunities to learn and educate yourself is where it really begins. So thank you so much, you all. We will have all of Dr. Joy's information right below. Thank you guys so much for listening. Until next time.
Thank you.
Thank you.